You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90 WNMUFM Marquette, also online at WNMUFM.org. I'm Kurt Hosworth, on the phone with a special guest today, talking about an art event that is happening in Eagle Harbor on the weekend of August 11th and 12th. It's actually the 58th annual Eagle Harbor Art Fair, and I'm on the phone with Linda Dodge. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm just fine, thank you.
Yeah, so can you tell our listeners how you're involved with the Eagle Harbor Art Fair?
Yes, I'm the chairperson, and what we do is we invite applications, and then the artwork is submitted to us, and it is juried, and if you're one of those lucky people, then you join us on the fairgrounds of the St. Peter's by the Sea and the Rathborn Schoolhouse on the weekend of, as you said, August 11th and 12th. The times are Saturday 10 a.m. to 5 and Sunday noon to 4. Mm-hmm. And this has been going on, as I said, for quite a few years. So we have a lot of returning artists who enjoy coming up to spend a wonderful weekend here in the Copper Country. Mm-hmm. And therefore, we have many followers of those particular artists, you know, who come every year mm-hmm. to find treasures and gifts.
Right. And like we had said, too, this is the 58th annual of this art fair. Now, putting on an event like this, how long would you say it takes to prepare for one of these art fairs? When one gets done, are you already working on the next one? Is that kind of how it works?
That's exactly how it works, mm-hmm. yes. I'm preparing, you know, for next year, the 59th already, mm-hmm. Just because of, you know, what it takes and all the small details behind the scenes
right.
To get ready for it.
And with that, too, you also have featured artists, and I'm sure you're already thinking to the next one, but could you tell our listeners who the featured artist for this year is?
Yes, this year the featured artist is Clarence Fisher. And he's a watercolorist, and he began painting with watercolors after he retired in 2001. And while serving as a site coordinator at the Central Mine Historical Site for 12 years, he began painting the original houses of Central and the surrounding scenes. Hmm. And then in 2017, he was asked to show this Central collection in one of the houses at Central. And then he was also commissioned to do two of those historic buildings at Finlandia University.
Wow.
So he has donated dozens of note cards and prints of his paintings to numerous fundraisers and historical sites throughout the Keweenaw. One of his goals is to preserve the history and the special scenery of the Keweenaw, wow. Which he puts in his paintings.
Excellent, excellent.
So it's going to be a very, very nice show. He has a for sale as well.
All right. Sounds good. And with an event like this, you'd mentioned that items are for sale. If our listeners and patrons of the art are interested in picking up any of the pieces of art that they see, how could they go ahead and do that?
Well, the participating artists each have a tent, and they have their wares for sale, you know, in the particular tents. We have 60 artists, and there should be about 68 booths available of all different kinds of arts. The Copper Country Associated Artists will have their artwork and painting in the basement or undercroft of the St. Peter's by the Sea Church, and that's open for viewing as well and purchasing.
Excellent. Sounds good. And where could our listeners find more information about the Copper Country Associated Artists? I do see that you have reached a nonprofit status according to the website there. How could they find out more about the Associated Artists?
They could give us a call or visit the website or contact me. And okay. my phone number, I believe, is available.
Okay, great. And that website, again, is ccaartists.org. Can find out about the Eagle Harbor Art Fair and about the Associated Artists at that spot, too. And we are speaking on the phone with Linda Dodge of the Copper Country Associated Artists, and we're talking about the 2018 Eagle Harbor Art Fair, which is in its 58th iteration. And as we've mentioned, the preparations for number 59 are also underway as well. So that's wonderful to hear that that tradition will continue in the Keweenaw area and keeping art alive in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Linda, is there anything else that you'd like to add about the art fair or maybe anything else upcoming?
Well, I think mostly just another little small piece of information that we have approximately 12 different categories of artwork. So there's going to be oil and acrylic painting, watercolor painting. There will be jewelers there, ceramics, metalworks, woodcrafters, potters, photographers. We have stick furniture, and we have a special and new chainsaw artist that will be attending this year. And we try to not only have the regulars there, but we have new participating artists every year as well. So there's many, many things to see and appreciate the art that these people are sharing with us.
Absolutely. Is there any side of the art spectrum that maybe you'd like to see more of in the coming art fair for 2019?
Well, I think usually we would always enjoy seeing more painters and watercolorists. That's really where the roots and how it all began. And so we really enjoy, you know, people who are follow along that that art. But we're, you know, we're open to many things. I think that's what makes a fair a lot of fun, is having a variety and something that appeals to everyone.
Absolutely. Yeah, that sounds great. Linda, it's been a pleasure talking to you today about the 2018 Eagle Harbor Art Fair, once again happening Saturday and Sunday, August 11th and 12th, on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 and Sunday from noon to 4. And that will be happening at the St. Peter's by the Bay Church. Again, the 2018 Eagle Harbor Art Fair. Linda, thank you so much for speaking to us today.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me. Absolutely. I enjoyed it.